From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
What's new?
Well, there's something very cool in the New York Times crossword this week. It's calling it Teen Puzzle Maker Week. Every puzzle is made by a contributor under the age of 20.
Cool. You know who's celebrating a milestone birthday today?
A milestone birthday, Susan Stamberg, the first host of this show.
And the mother of us all. So we wanted to say happy birthday to Susan Stamberg. And what better way to celebrate than to play a puzzle? So remind us of the challenge you gave us last week.
Yes, it came from listener Ken Marks. I said, think of a nine-letter word with no repeated letters. The letters in the odd positions, that is the first, third, fifth, seventh, and ninth positions, are vowels, and all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, appear once each in some order. What word is this?
What is it?
Well, the intended answer was inoculate. There are a number of less common answers. Probably the best of those is isobutane.
You know, I think this was a tough one because we only received about 900 correct entries. And out of those entries, we randomly chose Phyllis Cabot from Union, New Jersey. Hey, Phyllis.
Hi.
I understand you're celebrating a holiday today.
Yes, I am. Grandparents' Day.
No kidding. You're a grandparent?
A grandparent of six wonderful college-age people.
Well, let's hope they acknowledge you today. That's what they should. I also understand you celebrated your 80th birthday on 8-0-8-0-8.
That is correct.
Ooh, lucky woman. Well, let's see if you're going to get lucky today, okay?
I hope so. I need you, though.
Oh, I need you too, Phyllis. You have no idea. All right, Will, you've met Phyllis. Let's play.
All right, Phyllis and Leanne, I'm going to read you some clues. Each one ends in a six-letter word. Rearrange those six letters to get a new word that answers the clue. For example, if I said, jewels a pirate buries, you would say rubies. Here's number one. Turkey part that may be moistened with a baster. And rearrange the letters of baster to make
right.
A turkey part. The big part of a turkey that would be juicy and you'd run a baster over.
Breast?
Yep.
The breast is right. Number two, when a bridge is out, where traffic is routed.
Routed. Leanne, any ideas?
Yeah, try starting with the last letter of routed.
Detour.
Yeah.
Detour, good job. Important member of a religious circle.
Circle.
I seem to have it very close, but it's not there.
Does it begin with a C and end with a C?
Yes.
Cleric?
Yeah.
Cleric is right. Good. You might need one to get through a military sector. S-E-C-T-O-R.
Starting initial?
The first letter is an E. You might need one to get through
escort.
A boat. Escort, good. Game for bridge haters? H-A-T-E-R-S.
Oh, dear.
Think of a card game that you might play that's related to bridge.
I don't know card games at all.
Oh, you know this one.
I
both
do
the, you would make bids in both games.
Hearts,
good.
Oh, nice.
Big holiday for St. Teresa. T-E-R-E-S-A.
Easter.
Easter, good. What you can't do to something that is silent. S-I-L-E-N-T. And it starts with an L.
Listen.
You can't listen to it, that's right. Rock whose chances of hitting the earth are remote. R-E-M-O-T-E.
Meteor.
Meteor is good. Island 1,000 miles east-northeast of Bogota. B-O-G-O-T-A. That's it, yeah?
Tobago.
Tobago or Tobago, good.
Tobago.
And your last one, what someone might be who posts a sign, quiet please, P-L-E-A-S-E. and it starts with an A.
Leanne, you got any ideas there?
Well, if you're not awake...
Asleep.
You are, might be asleep. Good job.
You're not asleep, Phyllis. This isn't a dream.
I think I was for a little bit.
No, actually, you did really well.
Thank you.
And we actually have a special guest to tell you the gifts that we're giving you for playing our puzzle today. She's a folk music icon, and she's used her voice to fight for causes for the past 50 years. Here's Joan Baez.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
What do you think, Phyllis?
I think I'm a lucky lady.
Oh, yeah, all the way around. I also want to say that Joan Baez told us that she's a longtime listener of our program, and she tunes into member station KQED in San Francisco. Phyllis, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WNYC out of New York City.
All right. Phyllis Cavett of Union, New Jersey, thanks for playing the puzzle with us. You were great.
Thank you so very much. I enjoyed the whole experience.
Oh, we're so glad. So did we. All right, Will, let's give someone else an experience for next week. What's the challenge?
Yes, it comes from our old pal, Merle Regal. Chris Christopherson's last name starts with his four-letter first name. Can you name a famous American whose last name ends with his four-letter first name? And here are a couple hints. It's a man, and the last name has seven letters. So again, Chris Christopherson's last name starts with his four-letter first name. Name a famous American whose last name ends with his four-letter first name. This last name has seven letters. Who is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.